My merry, merry boys, the Christmas log to the firing, while my good dame she bids ye all be free and drink to your heart's desiring.
On behalf of our entire New World Witchery family, we'd like to welcome you to our Yuletide Cheer episode of 2018.
This year, we're focusing on the green and growing, the furred and feathered side of the holiday, and we're featuring songs about the plants and animals of the Yuletide season.
We began with The Holly and the Ivy by Choir Cleveland, and you also heard Ceremonies for Christmas Eve by Passamezzo. We hope you enjoy this show and that you're having a beautiful holiday surrounded by friendly beasts and evergreen goodness wherever you are. We'll begin with some songs about those evergreens, with carols about Christmas trees, holly, ivy, and other leafy tidings of good cheer. We'll begin with The Holly Witch's Dance by Harper's Hamper. Enjoy.
Thank you. Ivy is fair, he is dear. Christmas tree, O Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches. O Christmas tree, O Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches. Not only green when summer's here, but in the coldest time of year. O Christmas tree, O Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches. O Christmas tree, O Christmas tree, thy candles shine out brightly. O Christmas tree, O Christmas tree, thy candles shine out brightly. Each bough doth hold its tiny light that makes each toy to sparkle bright. O Christmas tree, O Christmas tree, thy candles shine out brightly.
That was Ivy is Good by English Airs, Green Grows the Holly by Shira Common, The Blood Red Rose at Yule by Music for a Winter's Night, and finally Oh Christmas Tree by Emma Wallace. Now for a bit of holiday plant lore. Holly and ivy are often associated with the holiday season. Holly has long been used to decorate for the winter holidays, including in ancient Rome. Some stories claim that the Christian cross was originally made from holly, which is why its berries are often stained red like blood. Linda Redditch tells of a hobgoblin named Charlie, who haunted an inn in Somerset, England, and liked to perch on a holly beam above the fire to warm his feet when he wasn't hiding all the dinnerware to annoy the guests. Redditch also notes several important appearances of holly in the lore and literature of the kingdom. She points out that in the classic Arthurian tale, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, the titular swain appears at Arthur's court to issue his challenge bearing an axe in one hand and a sprig of holly in the other. The Blue Hag of Scotland hides her magical staff under a holly bush, which prevents grass from growing beneath holly bushes in general. And of course, when the ghosts of Christmas past and present appear to Ebenezer Scrooge in Dickens' A Christmas Carol, they both bear holly as well. While holly is often thought to be a good plant to bring in for the winter holidays, ivy is thought to bring ill fortune if carried indoors for winter festivities. Ivy is also associated with cemeteries as well as the Wheel of St. Catherine, and thus spinners and fiber workers. Although it should be pointed out that St. Catherine's wheel is not a spinning wheel, but a torture device. However, it's nice to see the imagery repurposed for better things. In the spirit of plants and animals we've got going, we thought this little charm might be worth sharing. According to Judica Elish, medieval Europeans believed Hollywood had the power to protect against wild animals. While the spell she references involves throwing a piece of holly at an aggressive beast, a contemporary alternative might be to take a small disc of Hollywood and inscribe, paint, carve, or burn, with the name of an animal friend or protector, perhaps a companion pet from your life or even one that from books or stories. When preparing it, speak to the animal friend you have in mind and ask them to intercede with any creature you encounter and grant you safe passage. Wear the disc as a necklace or bracelet when going into wild places. Possibly consider adding a couple of small bells to the jewelry, as that will alert wild animals to your presence long before you see them, and thus ensure they skedaddle before you make contact. They are usually far more scared of you, after all, than you are of them.
One of the main uses of holly and ivy is in love work. One holly charm recommended by Judica involves picking 9 holly leaves at midnight on a Friday. Without speaking, wrap them in a white cloth, like a handkerchief, and put that under your pillow. You should dream of your true love before daybreak. Men hoping to attract women should carry holly leaves, and women hoping to attract men should carry ivy. Those hoping to attract their same gender would carry the plant that most corresponds with their attraction. To attract women, carry holly. To attract men, ivy. You can also use ivy to discern who is working against you by wrapping a candle in ivy and burning it. The identity of your foe will become clear, likely through dreams or other omens. And both holly and ivy can be used for more severe spell work, too. You can put a token from a target, such as their name, photo, or even a bit of their hair, into a bottle with twists of ivy and sharp pointed holly leaves. Fill the bottle with black ink and some swamp water or war water, then seal it and bury it upside down.
I can even imagine doing a rather dark and sinner's tree of your enemy by taking a branch of holly and hanging the little glass ornaments filled with your enemy's names, holly leaves and ivy, with a bit of black ink. They do make fillable ones you can buy in craft stores, or you can just save a few small spice bottles. Tell them they will spend the next year in perdition and torment if they do not change their ways. Then burn the tree and the contents of those and scatter the ashes at a crossroads or in running water.
Of course, if they do change their ways, you should probably put them on your nice list next year and perform an equally powerful blessing on their behalf.
Next, we'll be moving into our traditional wassailing songs. For those who don't know, a wassail is a song that is traditionally sung around the holiday season, often especially at New Year, that involves saluting or paying homage to the fruit trees that have provided so much in the year past, in the hopes that they will continue to provide fruit for the coming year. Oftentimes, the trees that are saluted are things like apple trees or nut trees, which in themselves provide a lot of sustenance and nourishment, especially through the cold winter months. But also have wonderful magical properties as well. One type of nut divination involves the traditional holiday chestnuts roasting on an open fire, where you and your beloved can each toss a chestnut into the fireplace and listen to see what they do. If they both sizzle and pop together, that means that you're a good romantic match. If one sizzles and pops and the other one does not, that means that one of you could either become unfaithful or one of you is less invested in the relationship than the other. And if neither sizzles or pops, that means that the relationship is probably best left where it is. There are other wonderful holiday divinations you can do with nuts as well, some of them not even necessarily associated with the holidays. So, for example, if you have walnuts, walnuts are thought to be a good indicator of luck and fortune. They can also help predict the weather. So if you get a big crop of walnuts, it's believed in the Ozark Mountains that you'll find cold weather coming soon afterwards. Walnuts are also thought to be good for developing one's brain because of the resemblance to a skull and a brain that you see in the nut in the shell. You can also scatter walnut leaves around your house in the hopes of deterring insects from settling in there for the winter. But one thing you're never supposed to do is burn walnut shells. If you burn walnut shells, it invites bad luck. Apples, similarly, can be very, very useful for divination. Of course, one of the most famous divinations, and one we've talked about here a few times, is peeling an apple in one long strip, then tossing that strip over your left shoulder. When you look back, whatever initial the apple peel has landed in is the initial of your intended beloved. So if, for example, it folded into an L, you might be falling in love with Lenny. Or if it landed in a J, you might fall in love with a Jen. So there's all kinds of ways that you can interpret it. I'm not sure how that works for more complicated letters, but if you've tried it, we'd love to hear about that. All right, so that takes us on to our traditional wassailing songs. One interpreted and called the Kentucky Ohio Wassail by Quiet Cleveland, followed by the Apple Tree Wassail by Shira Common.
Wassail, wassail, all over the town. Our cup is white and our ale is brown. Our cup is made from an old white oak, and our ale is made in Ohio. So it's jolly good to you and your jolly wassail.
Oh, good night and good morning, Ohio.
beg from door to door, but we are neighbor's children whom you have seen before.
Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year.
We have got a little pass of stretching leather skin, we want a little of your money to line it well within. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year.
God bless the master of this house, likewise the mistress too, and all the little children that round the table go. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year. Good master and good mistress, while you're sitting by the fire, pray think of us poor children who are wanted in the mire. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you.
And that was Here We Come A-Wassailing by Harper's Hamper, and The Wassail Song by Ray Vaughan Williams, performed by Choir Cleveland. We're now moving into the furry and feathery part of our show for the year. We're going to head into some carols now that have to do with sheep and pigs. And sometimes that ends well for the sheep and pigs, and sometimes that doesn't. So we hope you enjoy this selection. We'll begin with While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by the Alabama Sacred Heart Singers, then Shepherd's Carol to be Sung on New Year's Day by Pessimezzo, a song called On Christmas Day by Gene Ritchie, and finally the Boar's Head Carol by Harper's Hamper.
La 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 begun. Good morrow, my masters all. The cheerful rising sun, now shining in this hall, brings mirth and joy to man and boy with all that here doth dwell. Whom Jesus bless with love's increase, so all things prosper well. A new year's gift I bring unto my master here, which is a welcome thing of mirth and merry cheer. A new year's love come from thy diamond bar before daybreak. Your note in you doth this bestow, good master, for thy sake. And to my dame so kind, this new year's gift I bring. I'll bear an honest mind unto her while I live. Your white wool sheep I'll safely keep from harm of bush or briar. That garments gay for your array may clothe you next new year. And to your children all, these new year's gifts I bring. And though the price be small, they're fit for queen or king. Fair Pippin's bread kept in my bed a mellowing since last year, whose beauty bright so clear of sight their hearts will glad and cheer. Bring both points and pins. Come bid me welcome then. The good new year begins. Thy offered show before I go, my bottle and lamp come fill. And for thy sake I'll merry make upon the next green hill.
There was a pig went out to dig. Christmas Day, Christmas Day. There was a pig went out to dig, Christmas Day in the morning. There was a crow went out to sow, Christmas Day, Christmas Day. There was a crow went out to sow, Christmas Day in the morning. There was a sparrow went out to harrow, Christmas Day, Christmas Day. There was a sparrow went out to harrow, Christmas Day in the morning. There was a sheep went out to reap, Christmas Day, Christmas Day. There was a sheep went out to reap, on Christmas Day in the morning.
The horse head in hand bear I, bedecked with bays and rosemary, and I pray you, my masters, be merry. Protestis in convivio.
Caput aprite ferro, redens notis domino.
The boar's head, as I understand, is the bravest dish in all the land. When thus bedecked with a gay garland, let us servire cantico.
Caput aprite ferro, redens notis domino.
A steward hath provided this in honour of the King of Bliss, which on this day to be served is in reginensi atrio.
Caput aprite ferro, redens nobis domino. Caput aprite ferro, redens nobis domino. Nobis domino, nobis domino, domino.
The Ants and the Grasshopper, a fable by Aesop. On one bright day in the late autumn, just before winter, a family of ants were bustling about in the warm sunshine, trying out their grain that they'd stored up during the summer, when a starving grasshopper, his fiddle under his arm, came up and humbly begged for a bite to eat. "What?" cried the ants in surprise. "Haven't you stored anything away for the winter? What in the world were you doing all summer?" "I didn't have time to store up any food," whined the grasshopper. "I was so busy making music that before I knew it, the summer was gone." The ants shrugged their shoulders in disgust. "Making music, were you?" they cried. "Very well, now dance." And they turned their backs on the grasshopper and went on with their work. The moral, there's a time for work and a time for play. That's all very well and good, but we thought it might be good to think about ways that we can help take care of our winter friends in the animal kingdom. We thought it would be fun to talk about some tips that we had found on how to take care of birds and other animals that are outdoors during the winter in a few different ways. And so we've got a few of those tips for you here tonight.
The first would be having good quality bird food. Those with black oil sunflower seed or blends that are high in black oil sunflower seeds are always good choices. They provide good nutrients for the birds, and you know, they attract many different birds. And you can also put other food sources that are high in fat. So that would be like meat scraps or peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, one thing that you can do is actually take pine cones that you can find on the ground around this time of year, and smear them with peanut butter, and then roll them in some of those good high-quality bird seeds as well, and hang those from trees as feeders for birds to come and pick the seeds off of. The big thing is to make sure that you are using seeds that are appropriate to the birds in your area. So, for example, some of the really cheap feed mixes are designed for ground-feeding birds like pigeons, and may not be appropriate for things like songbirds that might be trying to find seeds and nuts higher up. You also want to make sure that whatever animals are in your area have water. So if you can, put out a dish or two of good clean water. Make sure that you have a water source somewhere on your property that birds and other small animals can come and refresh themselves during the winter. And of course, it's a really good idea to provide wind. With the winter wind being cold and sharp as it is, being able to put together just a small pile of yard scraps that sort of creates an overhang or a blockage against the wind can help to alleviate some of the stress and the suffering of some of those creatures that are trying to make their way through the outdoor season in the coldest time of the year. You can also scatter some bird seed around those windbreaks to encourage the birds to discover them and then spend some time out of that cold wind.
And the last would be to not forget the four-legged friends. So thinking about squirrels and chipmunks and maybe even rabbits, but especially our dogs. You know, if you're cold, they're probably cold, even with the fur coat. So bring them in, basically.
You're talking about the dogs just, there, I'm sure, not the squirrels.
Yes, not the chipmunks or the squirrels, unless you are Snow White, I guess.
In which case, by all means, bring them in, have them do housework. It'll work out wonderfully for everybody. All right, on to the next carols. We'll move now into our final selection of songs, which are all about the various snowbirds that are out there. The birds associated with holiday magic, with holiday folklore. We'll begin with a couple of songs that are based on the tradition of hunting the wren. Now, hunting the wren is based on the holiday of St. Stephen's Day, which usually comes right after Christmas. And what often happens, especially in places like Ireland, is that a group of mummers, usually young men kind of dressed in elaborate costumes, will go out and carry a dead wren on the top of a pole. More often than not, it is not actually a real dead wren anymore. It is a stuffed wren or a wren made of straw, so you can take some comfort there. And they will go around and collect money, saying that they want a penny to bury the wren, so they're going to hold a funeral for the wren as a way of collecting money for charity, which is usually what the money is used for. It's used for either charitable donations or sometimes to get the mummers a little bit drunk. The story goes that the wren was hiding in a thicket, furze, as it were, when St. Stephen was also hiding there, trying to keep from being caught by some soldiers, and St. Stephen was able to be quiet and had almost gotten away with it, and the wren started singing her song, which alerted the soldiers to the presence of the bush, and the soldiers then found St. Stephen and martyred him. And so the wren has thus been sort of cursed with this holiday and this association with St. Stephen since then. There are other stories as well. Some say that the wren actually betrayed Ireland against English invaders in kind of the same way. Some soldiers were hiding and somehow had their location revealed by a wren when English soldiers were on the move. Again, there's no necessarily historical veracity to any of that. I say all that because the two songs that you're going to hear are associated with this holiday and this idea of sort of hunting the wren or doing the funeral for the wren, and I don't want you to necessarily think that we are condoning violence against songbirds. It's not what we're about here. I just wanted to give you some background on that lore. And then hopefully you can enjoy the songs as a sort of look into the past. And again, remember that when these are done now, no actual wrens are harmed anymore. They just use little stuffed wrens instead. We'll begin with Cutty Wren by Shira Common, and then we'll have Fowls in the Frith and Bird on a Briar by the English Airs. We'll finish with Little Skylark by S.J. Tucker.
The wren was the king of all birds since Stephen's day was cut in the furs. Well, it's up with the kettle and down with the pan. Won't you give us a penny for the berry the wren? Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-doodle-diddle-diddle-di. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-doodle-diddle-dam. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-dam. Well, it's Christmas time, that's why we're here. Please be good enough to give us an ear. We'll sing and we'll dance if you give us a chance, and we won't be coming back for another new year. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-doodle-diddle-diddle-di. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-doodle-diddle-dam. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-di-oodle-doodle-diddle-doodle-diddle-doodle-diddle-diddle-dam. We'll sing for you, we're real hot stuff. Play the Mason's apron and a pinch of snuff, and Maloney's jig and a comical reel. Our music making put a spring in your heel. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-doodle-diddle-di. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-doodle-diddle-dam. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-di-oodle-diddle-doodle-diddle-diddle-diddle-dam. Drawling, drawling, where is your nest? Is in the holly bush that I love best. In the tree called the holly tree, where all the wren boys do follow me. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-doodle-diddle-di. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-di-idle-dam. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-di-idle-doodle-diddle-doodle-diddle-diddle-diddle-dam. As I was going to killin' a wall, I saw a wren upon the wall. I took me stick and I knocked him down and brought him back to old Queenstown. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-di-idle-doodle-di. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-diddle-dam. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-di-idle-doodle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-dam. The wren was the king of all birds. St. Stephen's day was caught in the furs. Although he was little, his honour was great. Step up, me lads, and give him a treat. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-doodle-diddle-di. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-di-idle-dam. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-di-idle-doodle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-dam. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-di-idle-doodle-di. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-di-idle-dam. Fal-la-la-doodle-diddle-diddle-di-idle-doodle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-dam.
The fishes in the flood, and I'm on wax road, much sorrow I walk with, for best of bone and blood.
Steadfast of love. your engine is singing for you. Go to sleep, little skylark, do. Oh, go to sleep, little skylark. Fly up past the stars in your biplane of sunshine and ice, past comets and cars, past Neptune and Mars. Still your engine is singing for you. Go to sleep, little skylark, do. Go to sleep, little skylark. Drift on through the night in your biplane of silver and size. Slip under the light. Come down from the heights, for your mother is singing for you. Go to sleep, little skylark, do. For your mother is singing for you. Go to sleep, little skylark, do.
That brings us to the end of our holiday episode. We hope you've enjoyed these songs and our little wintry tidbits as well. As always, we encourage you to contact us at our email, compassandkey@gmail.com, or find us on our website, newworldwitchery.com. You can also find links to all of our social media and our voicemail line in the show notes. And if you feel like spreading the goodwill around, feel free to visit our Patreon site at patreon.com/newworldwitchery, where you can pledge $1 a month or whatever works for you and get some fun rewards as well.
For now, we'll leave you with glad tidings and with our traditional ending song, "The Day Dawn" by Samantha Gilogley.